Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2016. I have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening once again, because you could be somewhere else, but we appreciate you being here. So let's jump into today's show. First thing that we need to take care of is supporting Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by making financial contributions, donating your financial energy to the network to ensure that it will continue to grow and do what is necessary for it to facilitate the needs and the overall direction of the listeners and the community at large. Now, you can go to the Facebook page. Excuse me, Facebook page. I'm so sorry. The website. Sorry, everyone. You can go to the website and actually see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media/, or just go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and the crowdfunding campaign is right there. So now, this is how you can actively ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will continue to be on air, is that you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. You can do it via PayPal right there at the website donation button. You can hit that, or you can do it by PayPal, or you can send a check or money order, make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that first option, you'll receive the monthly statistical performance reports of the radio station and the social media operations via email. Once again, you can make your contribution and donation by sending a check or money order for option one, and for all the options, you can do that as well. But if you're going to send a check or money order, make sure you make it out and you make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And that would be option number one. Option number two, for just one penny more, you actually get a free T-shirt. For $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give in intervals of $25. So if you want two t-shirts, that's $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, that's $100. Make sure you have a corresponding size with each t-shirt that you're going to be receiving or expect to receive, and also have a good mailing address so that your items can be shipped in a prompt manner and receive them without delay. That's option number two. Option number three, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, you will receive the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation, and you will be eligible for gifts that will be given from the station from time to time for your participation. So just want to say this is how we can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here, and we ensure that we are growing and doing the things that are necessary. There's many of listeners that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, so please, if you would be so inclined, support the network, because it's not funded by any major corporation, it's not funded by any major sponsors, or doesn't have corporate sponsors at all for commercials or anything else. This is solely done by someone's individual donations and from the overall, actually what Scotty and friends and family actually put into the network for you all. It's very important that we start to make sure that we are feeding the roots instead of just eating the fruit. So make your donation. Send a dollar. Send $2. Send something, and that will actually help the network. So that's where you can do. So now let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. And my man Scotty is pretty soon, looks like, God willing, we'll be getting off of Facebook. And that'd be great, because I'm not a Facebook person at all. So check this out. On our Facebook page, we got some articles that were posted there, and we're going to go over some of them for today's show. So if you would, meet us at Tando Radio Show while we're still on Facebook, and that's Tando Radio Show. You can meet us there. Now, before we do that, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals or exchanging your currency for assets, real money, you could do that with us through Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity, Prosperity Mint, MINT.com. And you can see what we have in inventory. But I would say before you do that, definitely text me or email me to let me know that you are going to be purchasing and are interested in purchasing so that I can contact you and we can go through this step by step. You want to do that. Okay, you definitely want to do that. You can text me at 951-790-8330 or by emailing WOLF6PACK1@gmail.com. So that's where you can actually do that. So let's take a look at what's in the news. Let me just get this all lined up, and then we have jump into today's show. Got a lot to cover in today's show. Let me see. But we are going to definitely get into that. So let's jump into what's in the news, and then we can get into today's show. Hopefully we got everything okay. It'll be good. We'll be fine. All right, so now first article that we posted, what's in the news for today, was that this one came from the DailyBeast.com in my commentary. So, okay, the plan is to have a war, kill a bunch of loudmouth people, and lose it. Sounds like a winner for the global elite. And this article came from the Daily Beast. It says it could be years before the billion-dollar war toy F-35 is ready for combat. The F-35 is the so-called Generation 5 stealth fighter, depending on the variant that is used for the U.S. military. And this thing can't even fly, and it's just so many problems with it, as pretty much all of the Generation 5 stealth aircraft that the U.S. has spent billions and billions of dollars in, and so that is a big loss. So check out that article so, just so you know, and start to put the overall pieces to the puzzle together. Next one. This comes from the dailybeast.com as well. U.S. officials no longer talking about defeating is-is. That's what I call them, is-is. And I said, no words. Check out that article. And I think it goes hand in hand with so much that's going on in today's world. And we'll touch on this today, I think we will. But check out that article. Next one comes from activistpost.com. U.S. crime is at historical lows. U.S. crime is at historical lows. Yet police are militarizing and preparing for war. Here is why. We are witnessing the outgrowth of American military empire coming home to its police. So we're going to definitely take a look at this, and this will tie into today's show. Very, very important article for you all to start to see what's really going on and look at the methodical steps that are being taken. And because these, let me tell you, the overall conspiracy agenda has a 300, 400, and 500 year plan. We have to know those plans because they adversely affect us until we get off of the global conspiracy grid, which I do advocate, and I do think that that's in everyone's best interest. And I will say it this, at all costs, because staying on this conspiracy agenda grid only perpetuates the continuous depopulation, death, destruction, famines, economic crises, wars, disease, sickness, and it just continues for years, decades, centuries, millenniums. So it needs to, at all costs, we need to come off of this conspiracy agenda grid and establish one that is more sustainable, the one that was originally blessed and given to us out of love from the great creator God Almighty, the sustainable ecosystem. Next article comes from Active Post as well. U.S. election shocker. This is how the vote will be rigged. Of course it will be. Of course it will be. Why? Because they created it. Just like cash and currency. Of course it's going to be rigged. Just like casinos. Of course it's going to be rigged because it was created by the people that want to benefit from it. And that is what's going to happen. Doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, how you vote. And most of, and I would say, the overall election fraud is nothing new. It's just new to the general population here. When they saw the, you know, I think the first time that people really were made aware of it was the false elections, because they all have been, in my opinion. The false election with Bush and Gore. That was the first. But this is nothing new. They've been doing this in other countries. We accept that. So what made us think that they wouldn't be doing that here? What made, and you know, that's a very dangerous thing to think that, to have a sense of entitlement to where you would have some real elections that matter because you as a person, you matter to the overall ruling class. That's a very naive and a very dangerous, in my opinion, way of thinking. And it only leads to you being hurt at the appropriate time. It may work for a couple of years. You just happen to have been born at that particular time where the overall agenda was set for something other than what you see. But even during that time, they still get you because every person, I believe every person that you have known, none of them have died of natural causes. They've actually been murdered in one way or another, if it wasn't by an accident, but even by accidents or some other means. There is the overall changing of the water, the food, the air, the atmosphere, the environment has perpetuated a sickness and a disease-ridden planet so that we happen to inhabitate. So that's this is nothing new, so check out that article. Next one, and this is going to be with today's show today. This one is from yournewswire.com. Email proves Hillary armed ISIS in Syria to oust Assad. Julian Assange says that Hillary Clinton approved of the United States arming ISIS militants in Syria when she was Secretary of State. Check out this, and you would say, well, why does all of this matter? We're going to talk about this particularly today and some other things in today's shows because it all comes together. And the next one is today's show, August the 2nd, 2000, the final part of Gaddafi Factor, the Venezuela slavery, and those darn emails. What does it all lead us into? And we're going to take a look at that. Next one, this one came from Wall Street Journal. And my commentary was coming apart, folks, right on schedule for the big fall. Be ready. Think this fall and the rest of this summer is going to continue to bring major economic events that is going to befall the great so-called and facade in the U.S. empire. It is all coming into focus, ladies and gentlemen. Japan cabinet approves a $274 billion stimulus package. Prime Minister Abe, cabinet approved a $274 billion stimulus package today. It's all falling apart. All of the economies are purposely falling apart. Next article. Where does this one come from? Wall Street Journal as well. Student loan defaulters in a standoff with federal government. Check out that article. Next one, from Bloomberg.com. These government rules trap 65 million Americans into poverty. People with disability face a Medicaid catch-22. Here is one way out. And my commentary was, and it wasn't funny, it's not really laugh out loud, but laugh out loud while a dollar traps more, like everybody who is unaware, because that is the trap that impoverishes everyone and is going to impoverish you and impoverish everyone that you know relatively soon. We are much closer to it today than we were yesterday, and once it does happen, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of where you, if you prepared for it or if you didn't prepare for it, you will have to respond to it. You will have to respond to it until there is a economy that is off of the conspiracy grid that has been established. And until that time, until people have decided to move to that, until you position yourself into that, when this U.S. dollar, for everyone that's here in the United States, when this U.S. dollar loses its global standing further to where it's no longer a part of the top six or seven or eight, and maybe it won't even be in the top 10 in the coming years. It won't be in the top 15, in my opinion, by 10 years from now. 10 years goes by very quickly, ladies and gentlemen. If you are not already positioned for it, and it takes a lot to get ready for this stuff, you can't just get prepared for an economic collapse in 2 weeks because of the economic position that you're already in. The collapse has already happened. It takes actually 3 to 4 to 5 years of really buckling down and becoming extremely disciplined and frugal to prepare. And I would say, I hope it doesn't happen this fall. But if it doesn't happen, it's mathematically, it's agendized, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, thank God it didn't, and continue to prepare for it. But I don't think that is going to be the case. I think we're going to see some major economic events to continue to unfold. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, they already have, and we're going to take a look at some of that maybe Thursday or Friday after Wise Wednesdays with Brother David. So check out that article. Remember, the dollar has trapped everyone. Has trapped everyone, particularly in this country and a significant amount of countries and people outside. All of those that are unaware of what's happening are going to actually find themselves with a big Scooby-Doo face, saying, "What happened, Shaggy?" So this is very critical that we prepare. Next one comes from Reuters. Texas allows guns in college classrooms under new law. And I said, watch out for the false flags. This serves a purpose. This actually is one in which the agenda wants to happen so that they can have plausible deniability for what they are about to bring. So check out that article. Very, very important. And at any time, if you would like to talk about any of the ones, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. That gets you into the conference. And then hit star 61, and that will put you in queue. I will see you and definitely go to you. Very, very important. So check out that article. Next one. China says it's willing to explore free trade with Britain. And my commentary was, guess what? No dollar, no dollar. They are not going to be using the U.S. dollar. They are going to be using the Chinese renminbi and that whole thing. And many of us really don't have a real understanding or clue or see the relevance to this all, to this. It's amazing when this is how this is going to go, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. And it's probably going to be far worse than what I'm going to tell you here. It's amazing when the rest of the world wants to get away from the dollar. Why? Because it serves their best interest, because the dollar has lost its overall position, the dollar hegemony. No one is scared of the U.S. The U.S. is broke. And countries want to keep their resources and their assets and make trade deals without using the dollar. They don't want to pay the United States just because they have nuclear weapons, just because they have a blue navy, just because they have a military. Well, just because now they can say, just because we got one too. And just because you have an insatiable appetite for creating debt and going in and colonizing and stealing countries' resources and then bullying other countries for going against the economic tie that you want to go to, and you sanction them and then you bomb them, destabilize them, you send in the financial jackals, then you send in the destabilization coup jackals, and then you engage them in military coups and in military campaigns where, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, think about the Afghan war, think about the Iraq war, think about the Korean war, think about the Vietnam war. When you look at those, thinking about the Grenada war, think about the war in Libya. All of these countries that I just named, the U.S. invaded and went to those countries. They should all be the American wars, and that's how the world sees it. Only people that don't see it that way is you. And this is why the rest of the world will not bat an eye for you to go from a first world to a fifth world country, and there will be no aid or support that will come. They will say, good for them. And this is one of the things that we really have to look at. The world is moving away from the United States, and that puts you and that puts your family in such dire straits. And we don't really look at how serious this is, because the dollar worked yesterday, it worked this morning, it worked the other day, but it will not work tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It's guaranteed. It can't. It's economically impossible. It's set up for it to fail. And all of the right moves for its failing is not started. It has already begun. It can't turn back now. The dollar that you have right now, that you go to, let's say you go to buy a pack of gum, and it's about, I don't know what a pack of gum, maybe a dollar. Let's say it's a dollar right now. Well, that pack of gum, because of the rest of the world is going to be dumping you, dumping your way of life. That pack of gum, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no raise that you're going to get. There is no more that you're going to get paid. There is no more that's going to come your way. It's only going to decrease, decrease, decrease. That pack of gum is going to be $7. $7. How are you going to, if a pack of gum is $7 and the CPI shoots up, the consumer price index for what really matters for every person on every metric shoots up, what is it that you're going to do with the dollars that you now have that are worthless? It will be too late, ladies and gentlemen. This is how, and it's been done many times before in history, it's going to repeat. Every dollar that man has ever created has gone to zero. The U.S. dollar is no different. I don't think it's going to go to zero, but it's going to go so low that it will not have any form of purchasing leverage for the rest of the world that will be thriving, and especially after the war. During the war and after the war. Let me tell you why during the war. Well, I'll tell you later. We'll get into, got to get into this, but this is critical that we understand this right here. China and Britain, and guess what? All of the U.S. allies are turning on them because this time the world will be at war against the U.S. No dollar, no dollar. Make sure that you are preparing for this, ladies and gentlemen. As much, it doesn't matter how much you make or how much you don't make. You have to position yourself. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Commercial banks scraps full year targets, sees decline in profits. I say Europe is going to turn into an economic killing field for the bankers, and the people with assets are going to make a killing. Then on to the U.S. Europe is falling apart economically. And that is by design. But see, Europe will be able to restabilize itself. The U.S. will not, because the euro is not the reserve currency of the world. It's not the petrodollar of the world. It has an exorbitant debt, but it has nowhere near the debt that the U.S. has when you take all of its unfunded liabilities into account. What does unfunded liabilities mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that you've been paying into a pension that has been stolen because the coffers to pay you back or to give you what is owed and due has not been funded. It's not there. But we continue to buy the mass media propaganda, and this is what's going to have a great hurt that will be upon the land. So check out that article. Next one, major one. I said TTP, y'all, Trans-Pacific Partnership. This came from Natural News. President Obama signed a bill that forever exempts big food from placing GMO labels on food packaging. This was signed by the celebrity figurehead, CEO, the one that you see, but does not make any real decisions. It's all part of to get you to follow and to watch the soap opera and have your favorite team, have your favorite characters, have your favorite show, to where you'll be willing to fight and to kill somebody that you don't even know, because that's what you're supposed to do, is us versus them. Wow. So just signed, and this is a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where the corporation's policy supersedes your laws. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That's fascism. And this is going to be a fascist state like you've never seen before. They will enslave the United States far worse, because you're not going to be able to pay off the debt. And when you don't, countries will come in and lay claim to assets. And not only that, they are going to make you their slaves and their manufacturers for their GDP. You will be in the sweatshops. No longer will the sweatshops be over in Asia. No longer will the sweatshops be in South America. No longer will they be in Europe. They are going to be in the United States. And the people, citizens of the United States that are not properly prepared, part of the running to the FEMA camps, part of being a part of that whole coalition, that's where the working force is going to be, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's all being set up, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you to do something different so it doesn't adversely affect you or your family. You can ignore reality, but you can never ignore, you can ignore the reality, but you can never ignore the consequences. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish this and jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on today's show at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. Listen, Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Sorry about that, everyone. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for tuning in. I just had to get everything. Put together. Excuse me. 1 second. And so we can go into today's show. So let's finish what's in the news for today, and then we'll jump into today's show. Next article comes from WeForm.org, and it says, global trade is not growing slower. It's not growing at all, finds a new report. And my commentary says, when goods stops crossing borders, then troops do. Critical. These are some of the things that you need to know, because this is what is going to make preparing very, very difficult, because the overall goods are not going to be there. Have you noticed how you're not finding some of the things that you were able to find a year ago? Have you noticed how much different things, how difficult it is now, and how very few now? Some of the stores now, they have inventory, but there are far less stores and far less specialty stores than there's ever been that I've ever noticed since my adulthood. And there's a reason for that. And this is only going to continue to grow. And these are some of the things that you need to know. So check out that article. It's a little, boring read, but hey, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Get away from the entertainment right now. Get far away. You've been thoroughly, thoroughly entertained. Now is the time for you to really be doing some research so that you will change your overall decision making and have the most efficient response to what's going on. And I would say, learn as much as you possibly can, because what you don't know will affect you and hurt you in the future. But what you do know can actually benefit you, and it can actually bring to where the great opportunities are going to come up. And we're going to take a look at some of that now on here on Tando. So let's go to the last one. I didn't really get to see this one, but a mystery object over Kansas City. NASA cut International Space Station feed once more. Huh. Might as well say NASA cuts is fees again. So check out that article. Okay, so those are some of the things that we posted for what's in the news. So let's jump into today's show. And at any time, if you would like to, you have a question or comment before we start or while we're in the show, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61 once you're in, and then I will see you in queue and definitely go to you. And we could actually, if you have a question or comment, make it known. Very, very important. This is a show, and this to me, this series is critical because it really puts into perspective what has been done, why it has been done, and what has been growing. And we were talking since yesterday. Well, when did we start? We started on Friday. Started on Friday talking about the African Union and Muammar Gaddafi being the president of the African Union and what he wanted to institute. And one of the things about that is that I firmly, firmly believe that Muammar's intent wasn't just for Africa. It was a global agenda that he was really seeking to employ, that he really wanted to have set into order so that the rest of the world could actually break its overall enslavement to the governments, the corporations. And this was his overall agenda. This is why he was so hated. See, many of us don't know much about Muammar. There are some things that they'll tell you propaganda-wise, but there's also some things about Muammar that they won't tell you. And this is one of the things that they won't tell you. Okay? So now, I want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and then what we're going to do today is that we're actually going to look at the one part of trying to get Africa on a gold standard and the benefit that would have been, because it was an asset, and he wanted to have Africa on an asset-based economy, and which meant that no one could ever do business with Africa without properly paying them what was owed and what was due and what was just. You couldn't give some lie a piece of, you couldn't give a coupon. The wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and gentleman is silver, the wage of a slave is debt. You couldn't give them debt and not pay the debt. You had to collateralize the debt by, you had to have something that had value. In case you go into default, you would go into default. You wouldn't be send the lender into default. You wouldn't have false prosperity established and enslavement by way of debt. Remember the old saying? The debtor is the slave to the lender. And that actually breaks that when there is no asset that's exchanged. This is where slavery really starts to begin. And it's the global slave agenda that we want to take a look at. And so we're also going to take a look at what has been done in Venezuela, the signing of the, where they will basically force able-bodied citizens, the Venezuelans, into the fields because of the national emergency that they are in economically. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the key here. They will continue to have economic emergencies to enslave the general population, and everybody will buy it because we have no understanding or clue of what our overall birthrights are, and we don't exercise our full potential of who we should be, who we could be, and who we really are. So we're going to take a look at the Venezuelan slave. We're also going to take a look at how that works here in the United States, which has already been authorized by the celebrity figurehead that many people were so proud of, and it was all just a dog and pony show, and it was all just a, you know, entertainment and to give the people what they want. just as so many things. And what you wanted was that you wanted to serve man and walked away from what the great Creator God Almighty has given and given in love. And once you walked away, you weren't pushed out, you weren't anything other than deceived, but then you bought the deception. In the deception, you bought the deception because you had decided to stay. And that was by deception, but there are things that we need to start looking at to break away from. The executive order that the celebrity figurehead that the U.S. CEO had signed was Executive Order 13603 before the Venezuelan government even brought into their new requirements, slave requirements for the people of Venezuela having to work the field. Oh, but it was already penned long before. So they give you these things, but they've already structured it and they tell you about it way before, but we just don't ignore it. Why? Because power is on. I guess that's a show, I think it is. Or something else, or whatever the hit is, or you know, the game, or this or that. And we get so distracted by what they want to distract us by. And this is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. They say, give them idiots, give them those worthless eaters, those useless eaters, give them some entertainment, give them some gossip, give them some crazy, you know, outlandish fads, and give them no sense and purpose of who they really are, and they'll follow us to where we tell them to jump, they'll jump. We tell them to chase a animated figure around and even to jump off cliffs and everything doing it. Wow, it takes a new meaning to, if somebody tells you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? Chase Pokemons and all this other stuff. I want a Pikachu. Man, this is ridiculous. So we really need to look at things for what they really are and position ourselves accordingly. For you that listen to Tandor Radio Show, that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, don't try to force anything on anyone else. You learn what you can learn. You do what you can do for yourself, for your family, for our community, because it's critical that you do, because we are in times now that is going to be difficult to explain to some of the scatterheads and scatterbrains, people that don't want to give things up. Now, there are some people that actually want to learn, without a doubt, but you don't want to wait until a crisis comes, because then now people's motivation for learning can be very deceptive. They could act like they want to one thing, and their real intention is to take from you everything that you've been working hard to establish. And so it's very critical that you recognize there was an unction in you that you listened to that grounded you to Black Talk Radio Network, to Tando, and the other programs that are here. That is something everyone, in some form or fashion, was presented with that opportunity. The difference between you and them is that you actually fostered and developed that unction. They turned it off purposely. It was their choice. You can never go against someone's free will. And those individuals that haven't had that opportunity or are really, really lost, don't worry about it. That's not your concern. You do what you can do, but you strengthen your overall ability to be able to discern everything. You're going to have to be able to discern so much. So very, very critical. Do not give up. Continue to prepare for yourself and your family and our community. And you'll see what I mean by that later on as things continue to unfold, because we will have a community. So now, what I want to do is I want to go to, I posted it in Tando from Friday where you could actually follow along with the towards a single African currency from March of 2009 that Muammar Gaddafi had brought to the AU, the African Union. And then also there's an article from last week where the African Union Commission also wants to establish a passport where Africans can travel over 55 countries without having a visa. This was all a part of Gaddafi's doing. This is critical. So what I want to do is I want to pick up where we left off, and then we're going to jump into Venezuela, and we're going to jump into the emails. Oh, and I forgot to tell you now, the emails. And we're going to, why is this so important? Right now, I've been talking about the purge since we started, where they were going to set everything up and have the U.S. Be the fall country for the global economic collapse and the war and everything else. Why? Because that strengthens the overall conspiracy agenda position against people. Now, these emails that you're seeing with the celebrity figurehead and the political serial killer for the person, people that are running for different offices, esteemed offices, and the celebrity figurehead, this is purposely being done. Because believe me, in my opinion, in these emails is going to spark the necessity for the wars. And so, but what I want to do is I want to first finish out the last part of 107 in this. Okay, so I want to finish out, can Africa survive a gold, one second, a gold standard? And here we go, let me jumped ahead a little bit. Sorry about this. Okay, here we go. So in this, on page 106, I want to start on page 106. No, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, yeah, it's going to be 107. Now, we finished 107 yesterday. Now, 108, this is the key part to this whole thing. Okay, now, on 108, we're going to look at 108 and 109, all right, of that document that Momar had bought. Okay, so here's what it says. 108, it has all of the, at that time, it had all of the gold percentages, shares of reserves that the different countries had, okay? And it had the top 80, okay, the top 80. And if you look at what countries are being attacked right now, a large percentage of them are actually being attacked because of their overall gold holdings. This is how, when you go from a debt-based economy, when the debt fails, what you do is you run to steal, and what the governments do and the corporations do is they steal the people's gold. They steal the country's gold because they know that that's going to be the economic anchor in silver of the whole world. This is why you need to be doing what other countries are doing. They're getting rid of their debt and getting assets. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know this firsthand, and I'm going to give you a clue to that as we go through it. Okay, so now let's go. Number one, let's just take a look at some of the countries. There's 80 countries that are listed here. Okay? And no, I'm sorry, it's 100. There's actually 100 countries that are listed. And we want to look at the percentages of how much gold that these countries actually they hold, all right? So the U.S. is number one, but like I said, most of the U.S. gold is stolen and ill-gotten. Just today and yesterday, there was a large amount of gold that was taken out of the Federal Reserve, New York Fed, and it was sent to an undisclosed country. And it was around 42 metric tons. Let me make sure of that. I'll get that at the next break. But it was a large amount of gold, and I believe that that was sent to Germany. Now, let me tell you why this is so significant, ladies and gentlemen. Just before you go to war, just before war kicks off, you want to make sure you have all of your gold. And I believe that Germany was putting major pressure on the United States to actually repatriate their gold, even to the point of breaking NATO, or even to the point of assisting other countries in the overall turn on the U.S. Now, why is this significant? Why is this important? Because this is all a part of the program. Later on, it's going to come out that Germany got their gold. And what is that going to do? That is going to push a run on the bank for other countries to get their gold. Remember the last country? Well, it wasn't the last. How they were able to kill Muammar Gaddafi. Why they killed Muammar Gaddafi is because Chavez wanted to repatriate Venezuela. Why are these countries always coming up in the news now? Because it's all a part of the same cycle. Venezuela, which is number 15 on the list back in 2009, wanted to repatriate their gold from the U.S., and they were the first country in the top 20 that requested to repatriation of their gold. And so what did the U.S. do? They said, okay, cool. Gaddafi, you wanted to start this mess? We're going to kill you for it. So what they did was, that's when they said, okay, Venezuela, you want gold? No problem. We're going to give you Libya's gold. And that time, and Libya at that time was number 23. This is when France and the U.S. had attacked Gaddafi, destabilized that country, stole their gold and gave it to Venezuela. Oh, but Venezuela, you weren't going to have that gold for long. That was just a front. They gave you the gold, broke the economy, and then now what did Venezuela do? They sold back all of the gold that they repatriated back to who? Who do you think they repatriated? The very same people that stole it. So now, in this overall gold setup on 108 and 107, this is the significant and most important part about this. If you look, U.S. is number one, Germany is number two, the IMF, international, where do you think the International Monetary Fund got their gold from? They don't have no cash, but they got gold. They stole it from countries that they put into debt. And that's the exact same thing that was done to you and everyone here in the cash for gold scheme. They got people in so much debt that they took the little bit of value and resource and assets that they had and made them sell it. And how did they make them sell it? They had all kinds of gold parties and everything else, and they said, hey, come bring us your gold. We'll give you cash for it. This was a taking of value to give you back something of no value. So the IMF is number three. Number four is France. Number five is Italy. Number six is Switzerland, Japan, the Netherlands, the ECB, that's the European Central Bank. China is number 10. Russia is number 11. Taiwan is number 12. Portugal is number 13. India is number 14. Venezuela is 15. The UK is 16. Spain is 17. 18 is Libya. Austria is number 19. Belgium is 20. And you know anything about Belgium? They were stealing gold and enslaving Africans for, and they were brutal in their overall misgotten gold. Algeria is 21. Sweden is 22. Libya is 23. Saudi Arabia is 24. The BIS, Bank of International Settlement, is 25. Singapore is 26. The Philippines is 27. South Africa is 28. Turkey is 29. And Greece is 30th. And Romania is 31. Now, I want to say now, this is significant. Back in 2011, Germany tried to repatriate their gold. So what did the United States do? After they got rid of Gaddafi, Germany wanted their gold back. And it was other countries that were asking for their gold back. So what did they do? They went to the Ukraine, destabilized that. They said, okay, Russia, you wanted to, Russia should have actually supported Gaddafi. They were going, but they realized that they weren't in their right position to do it. So they didn't do anything. And then they made a lot of noise. So what did the U.S. say? Okay, Russia, you want to kick up noise? You want to defend Gaddafi? Cool. We'll destabilize you, have a colored revolution in the Ukraine, steal their gold, and give that to Germany. And that's exactly what they did. They stole 33 metric tons of the Ukrainian gold when the coup in the Ukraine had happened, and they sent it to Germany. Now, if you look at what's going on globally as everything starts to unwind. You're starting to see the wealth transferring starting to happen, ladies and gentlemen. If you just look in the top, you know, the top 30, you got Greece, Turkey. And all of these countries have a very, very strong position in the new economic paradigm. They're switching from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. Just in the top 30, let's look at it. Turkey, you've already seen what was going on in Turkey. They want to destabilize Turkey because you always destabilize Turkey and then you steal their gold. Okay? That's what the overall agenda is. Greece, they've already done Greece. They've already stole Greece's gold. Then you have the Philippines. Yes, excuse me, South Africa. Why is South Africa important? Because South Africa is in the BRIC nation. The Philippines, South Sea of China, ladies and gentlemen. The Philippines has more gold than a lot of people know. There's also the gold that the Japanese gold from a Japanese general, I can't remember his name right now, is hidden somewhere in the Philippines. That's why the Japanese were brutal in their overall concentration camps and their torture of the Philippine people during World War II because they wanted the gold. Singapore, huge, significant. BIS, Saudi Arabia, what's happening in Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is basically done. It has no oil, losing its oil, and it will not have its economic positioning any longer. So they are ripe for what? Taking over, then steal their gold. Libya was 23. They've already done Libya. Sweden is 22. Belgium. What was significant about Belgium? Belgium is actually trying to uphold the overall SWIFT system because one of the deals with the whole stealing of people's resources, Belgium has been doing this for years, and this is where the SWIFT system is headquartered out of, facilitated with the United States. So Belgium is sitting, wants to continue to steal, but and stay low key in this whole thing. Then you have Spain. Spain is falling apart as we speak. The UK, look what happened in the UK. The destabilization and repositioning of themselves. Venezuela, we're going to talk about Venezuela. India, Portugal. Portugal is a part of the pig nation. Their banking sector is just as bad as Italy's or worse. Gone. Taiwan. This is why China is going to align itself. They will in Taiwan because Taiwan is their country. They're going to force Taiwan to come into their Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank, which they've already done, because they're number 12 in gold. Okay? Russia is 11. China is 10. Let me tell you something about China real quick. China understood what Gaddafi was doing. China has not released what its gold holdings are. And when it does, when China gives a glimpse as to its real gold holdings, the U.S. is completely done. Because in my opinion, China's gold holdings exceed the United States by 1.25. They probably have 11 or 12,000 metric tons of gold because they don't export it. They don't send it anywhere. They only import it. Okay, then the ECB, why is that important? You want to destroy Europe and have their gold destabilized, and now you seize it. Who's going to get a lot of Europe's gold? Russia, China, South Africa, the BRIC nations, and depend on in India how they play, and then I think it's going to be a fight between Russia and China for it all at the end. Then you got Switzerland, now in number 5, you got Italy. Italy and France. What did France say earlier this year? They are economically ruined. What's going on in Italy? Totally economically ruined. Their country is starting to fall apart. Why is that so important, everyone? If you're starting to see the destabilizations of countries with gold, because this is going to be a wealth transfer. It's huge. And this is why if we don't, within our own neighborhoods, in our own homes, in our own community, start to see what's really going on, we are going to be used as pawns in this whole fight to steal resources. Instead of us acquiring and getting the necessary assets so that when the wealth transfer happens, we have some wealth to be able to trade with the rest of the world as it has changed. And believe me, if we position ourselves correctly here in the States, it's not what they've been telling you from the so-called, today's so-called black leaders and the civil rights. They have no clue. They're just doing what the U.S. government has told them to do, what their overall beneficiaries have told them to do. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We're going to finish this, and we're going to look at Venezuela and the emails and why this is so important. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, Brother Dave, this Brother Scotty on the other side of the break. Check the board. I believe you have a phone call.
Okay. Thanks, Scotty, for letting me know, because I didn't know. Thanks, bro.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. In this hour of the show, we're going to look at the what's happening in Venezuela with the invoking of a slave mandate for the people of Venezuela and how that is going to be used here and how it all comes together. We just looked at what Gaddafi had laid out in the African Union March of 2009. It was critical because if you look at all the countries that have significant gold holdings right now, they all have been destabilized. They're ones destabilizing against each other. Why? Because it's the fight for gold, ladies and gentlemen. While in our community, we've been fighting and killing for dollars, pieces of paper. And this, we really need to change our overall direction. Because the world is going to move in a direction that if you're not prepared for it, once they see further control, they're going to use everything, water, food, everything as a weapon. Everything as a weapon. And this destabilization, we're going to touch on that in this hour of the show, but we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller really quickly. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
And so it was...
Hey, Doc Hawkins, give us a call back whenever you get a chance.
Hey, Doc,
how you doing?
Hey, sorry about that. I was explaining to a very special person about silver and the ancient uses of silver and gold. And listen, guys, what David's saying is spot on, man. I mean, it really is, and I think people need to wake up to this fact. You know, as a matter of fact, David, I'm sure you remember I was talking about how they stole all that gold from the UK. What was it, about a week ago or so? And it's y'all listen to me. It is absolutely true. And I think I may have mentioned this too, but from what I'm hearing, they're saying the price of silver is going to skyrocket to around $6,000 or $7,000 real soon. $6,000 or $7,000 an ounce. Right.
Yeah.
Now I told y'all before that silver is not like the rest of the so-called transition metals, and you gotta think about that. Why do they call it transition metals? What does transition mean? What's the definition of transition? You know, so transition metals, they're telling you something. All right. So silver is different from all the rest of them, though. You know, silver is way, way different. Once silver is gone, it is gone. That's why you keep hearing about large stockpiles of gold, but you don't keep hearing about these large stockpiles of silver because there ain't none. Not like that. You know what I mean? If you want to get deeper down that rabbit hole, what you need to do is look at the history of platinum. That's something nobody talks about. Look at the history of platinum. Now, when it's in its present form, most analysts and other experts agree that platinum is a relatively new metal in its current form. All right, in its present form, it's new, but it's a transition metal, so it's transitioning from other states. All right, what other states? You know, what is palladium and rhodium? They're in the platinum family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the smart thing to do is for people to really invest in these metals while you can. And I'm telling you, when the dollar goes kaput. Now, David, you know what they did to I think it was the vice president or the president of Bitcoin. She was murdered a few years ago by the feds.
Oh, yeah, well, a while back. Right. They sure did. Mt. Gox. She was running Mt. Gox.
You know what I'm saying? And that was because millions of Americans had started switching over to that electronic currency. And that was devaluing the dollar even more. In fact, one of the callers chopped it up with me for about an hour a couple of days ago. And I want to thank you, David, and thank Pando for allowing me to speak to the people. And I've been receiving some calls from some individuals that's been placing orders for the water filtration system. And one of the gentlemen who placed an order, you know, we got to talking about this stuff, man. And look, y'all, what these people, there's a difference, as I know that you're aware, between checkers and Chinese checkers, right?
Yeah.
These people aren't playing checkers. They're playing Chinese checkers, and I mean that literally, Chinese checkers. They own most of America's debt, right? So if you can't see the big picture, then it's about to get real ugly for you. So with that said, David, here's the thing. Hey, offline, we can definitely talk about investing in precious metals together. I have a plan. I have an idea that I want to run past you because, hey, why should the billionaires have all the fun?
Yeah, right, Doc. But, yeah, we got to talk too, Doc. I got to do after today. So right after the show, I'll be available. So let's catch up because I got someone some events that we got to look at, and someone wanted to reach out to you also. Okay. So we got you. And Doc, you're absolutely right. And it's critical for us to get away from mainstream media and get into real. We have to enjoy learning. We have to get back to wanting to do for and creating and working hard for ourselves. We have to get back to what the great creator has established in the universe as something that has value, because that really does.
David, if I may say so, and I'm quite sure that you would agree with this, but black people, please listen to me closely. Please. What we need to do is start joining forces with the so-called Hispanics and Mexicans.
Yep.
That's what we need to do here in this country right now. We need to join forces with them. As a matter of fact, listen, there's a gentleman that I met today, and he messaged me yesterday, and we've been talking back and forth. And those people who are into, let's say, for example, brokerage for homes and things of this nature, mortgage-type individuals, you know, they really need these types of purifiers. These people are building houses from the ground up, and they need purifiers, they need water purification. And this is just one example. There are many ways, many examples where both of our cultures actually have a lot of common ground, and they mesh very, very, very well. We need to start building with them as well. It's just a suggestion, but I think we could get a heck of a lot further if we explored our common ground and put our differences aside.
May I add on to what Doc's saying?
Yeah, definitely, Doc.
Well, Doc, I was, you know, what you're talking about. I was looking at this documentary. I think it was Atlanta Black Star. Somebody put out a video on Facebook. It may have been Telsur, that Venezuela-based paper, I think, is based. But anyway, they were talking about the Afro-Mexicans, people who consider themselves black. And they may not look like the typical, you know, African phenotype, but they are the descendants. Some of them do, some of them don't, you know, but they are treated like black people. They are mistreated. They're fighting literally fighting to have their blackness or their African roots recognized in Mexico. But then, you know, here in the United States, we got some people who want to run from their African roots or blackness, so to speak. But, you know, I was thinking about how people were talking about the borders and they coming and taking our jobs and this and that. But then I was thinking, like, you know, because I have worked with some of these people, man, that were darker than me. And they were, you know, in terms of my interaction, it was like no different than if I was talking to other brothers on the block. You know, got along with them, and I'm not saying all of them are like that or all of them had an African identity, but that documentary, you know, just provided another perspective. I'm like, damn, they see us as themselves as being part of the black diaspora or the African diaspora, and we don't really, some of us don't really, you know, connect like that with other non-white people, you know, around the planet. But I feel what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And check this out, man. Because the thing is, now I've had some discussions with some of our Mexican counterparts, and you know, tattooed up types that, you know, and just men to men, just flat out talking. And what I've heard, what I understand, what I took from the conversations is that, you know, pretty much what they're saying is what a lot of our brothers and sisters are saying from Africa. And I, for example, I'm sure y'all know folk like this too. I got people from Ghana and Nigeria that won't even speak or even look at most so-called African Americans. They won't even talk to them. Why? Because just what Scotty said, you know, they don't identify themselves with Africa. They don't understand their history, really. They don't embrace that part of themselves. They try to what they say, go along to get along, or whatever the heck it is. You know, they try to do all that, and they call themselves Americans and all this without realizing that America is calling them African folks, and then America. Well, according to the 10th Amendment, the same 10th Amendment that erected the sheriffs in America, either you are a first-class citizen or you are a slave. It's just that simple. Your Constitution tells you that, and then the 13th Amendment goes on to say that the prison industrial complex is the new slavery. So you can believe it, you cannot believe it, but you got Scotty, you got me, you got David and others telling you the same thing, and we're not all telling the same damn lie. Okay, so anyway, my Mexican friends were pretty much saying, hey, you know why black men and black women are being disrespected by other minorities here in America? It's because you don't even give a shit about your heritage. You don't even give a shit about learning and digging, you know, and finding out what your roots are. Like they say, to get to the top of the mountain, you got to climb dirt. We want to get to the top of the mountain without climbing damn dirt. We want to take a helicopter up there. We don't want to climb through the damn dirt. That's what our problem is, and we need to get back to that.
That's the American way. You know, Doc, that's the American way, a sense of, you know, entitlement. And that's some of the bad things that we picked up because we are not in the culture of our natural relationships, and it's so true. But go ahead, Doc. Go ahead. Then we're going to get to this. Go ahead. It's very important.
That was my whole point, and I pray that you know we can start to undo this thing, because a lot of the folk that I talked to pretty much said, hey, look, we're waiting for y'all to wake the heck up. Yeah. If y'all really woke up and man the hell up. Now look, and what Scotty was saying too, back to his point, you know, I keep hearing about folk complaining about them coming over, taking our jobs and all this crap. Well, guess what? Your black ass ain't trying to do the damn jobs, right? So stop crying about it. You know, motherfuckers in the, pardon my friends, but people out there in the hood making jokes and stuff like that about the Mexicans doing any damn job. But guess what? They are playing chess. All right, some of these people are getting into politics saying, well, we could change the system from the inside out. Well, you're not deep enough. When you're deep enough, you're actually in the damn jobs. You're doing the bottom. The system absolutely needs you. Do the system absolutely need us? No, it don't anymore. They're replacing our labor, true indeed. But guess what? If we were to bring something to the table, which we have a lot to bring to the table as the people, and we start interacting with them more, and we create our own list of demands, and we man up and stop freaking crying all the damn time, we could achieve some amazing things. But guess what? That ship is sailing really fast. It's sailing really fast.
You know, Doc, and what I want to do in this part of the show, listen to this, and you'll see what is really Scotty and Doc is really saying. And this is what's been codified. This is what has been decided, and these are the policies. And this isn't the law. These are the mandates and the decrees and the policies of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What I want to do now, check this out, Doc. What I want to do now, I'm going to go to Venezuela, okay? This is an article that we posted in Tando, and then I'm going to bring the U.S.'s policies. Here it is, where Venezuela has a new forced labor law that requires people to work in the fields. From July the 28th, just last week, last Thursday, I believe that was. International humanitarian rights activists are complaining that a new law has introduced forced labor in Venezuela. Now, why is Venezuela able to do this? Because of their excuse, their plausible deniability is that their economy has totally shattered and gone into shambles. The same thing will be used here. Here it is. A new decree establishing that anyone in Venezuela that can effectively be made to work in the country's field as a way to fight the current food crisis is unlawful and effectively amounts to forced labor. Amnesty International said in a statement released on Thursday, the president signed a decree at the end of last week that gives the power to the labor minister to order all workers from the public and private sector with enough physical capability and technical know-how to join the government drive aimed at increasing food production. Now, goes on. They can be required to work in agriculture sectors for a 60-day period that can be extended for another 60 days if the circumstances require. Shortages of basic goods have become a normal part of the life in most Venezuelans, even since the country was plunged into an economic crisis. And why were they plunged into an economic crisis? By the plunging oil prices, is what they said. No, this is all a part of a global design and plan. Resources. When you have no resources, ladies and gentlemen, you become a slave quickly. Goes on. Food shortages have become a particular acute in recent months, accompanied by violent demonstrations and violent response by the police. Earlier this month, 120,000 desperate Venezuelans took advantage of the weekend's temporary relax of border controls to flood into Colombia, to shop for basics. The local stores reportedly ran out of supplies in hours. The chief Venezuelan Farming Association told reporters last month that the only 25% of the agricultural land is actually being farmed. Once again, only 25%. Last week, the Crees promised to boost production by increasing the workforce of companies in the sector. Now, I'm going to stop there. There's a whole lot more to it, but I'm going to stop there. Let me tell you why. Who do you think that labor force is going to be working for? Do you think that they're going to be working for the corporations that have assets or the ones that don't? Do you think that they're going to be going into the fields to be working into farming that field for companies that have assets or ones that don't? Ladies and gentlemen, it will be for those that have assets. They are bringing in slavery into that country, and guess what? It won't be 60 days. It won't be 120 days because their economic woes won't stop. This is what the elite always do. They bring in economic collapse to induce slavery for their ways and means of life. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Now, why is this so significant, ladies and gentlemen? Because this is going to be a part of the relative norm in the overall first world country. Venezuelans used to have a better quality of life than U.S. citizens only a couple of years ago. And now they're going to be working in the fields. And I'm going to tell you something. Part of the field work that they're going to be doing, oh, it won't just be agriculture. Once they start slavery, ladies and gentlemen, it's too big of a business. It's too much energy that's acquired from the people. They push it into everything. And the people that are prepared for it there won't be in those fields. The people that weren't prepared for it, you know that they're going to be there. But let me tell you something that's going to be critical in here. They're going to have them working in the oil field. They're going to have them working in every other field, and they're not going to be getting paid for it because they're going to keep Venezuela in so-called economic depression so that people think that they have to work in order to get fed, and this is what they're going to be doing, working in these fields in order to get fed because of the economic collapse. One thing about slavery, ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen.
Please tie it in for them. Please tie it in for them, though, because I can just hear people out there right now asking you what all this means. Tell them about what Hillary, what it's claimed that Hillary Clinton is about to do, and Donald Trump, either one of them, if they get into office, about the starvation methods. You know, the starvation methods that they plan on using to get people to comply. Kind of like what they did in, like, right after, you know, during the Great Depression. You had grown-ass men in five-mile-long lines waiting for a bowl of oatmeal all day.
Yep.
That couldn't happen again.
This is the plan. Yep. This is the plan. And like Doc was saying, this plan has already been structured globally, and it's been structured here in the United States. And let me tell you one of the things that you're going to do, and Doc touched on it a little bit earlier. One of the things in the United States, this exact same thing, this Executive Order 13603 has been already signed by the U.S. And this is what 13603 says. Now, here it is. Slave forced labor. According to Executive Order 13603, the president, head of the federal agencies, that he shall designate and conscribe persons of outstanding experience and ability without compensation in both peacetime and in times of national emergency, meaning they're going to have a national emergency by war and by peacetime. The overall, what's the peacetime problem? The peacetime problem is the collapse of the U.S. dollar here. In emergency, what they can do, they can force people to work under a national emergency in the fields and actually without being compensated. It goes on to say, this means that the Obama administration, let me read it. Section 502, the head of each agency, otherwise delegate functions under this order and delegate the authority of the president under Section 710B and C of the Act, the 50 United States Code, at 2160 B and C, to employ persons of outstanding experience and ability without compensation and to employ experts, consultants, or organizations, the authority delegates by this section may be redelegated. It doesn't matter. If they say that you are a person of outstanding experience, what is that outstanding experience? They'll tell you whatever it is. They'll say, have you ever had a job before? Yes, then you're going into this field. Without compensation. Now, it goes on. One more. Listen to this. Section 602. The Secretary of Labor, in coordination with the Secretary of Defense and the head of other agencies as deemed appropriate by the Secretary of Labor, shall collect and maintain necessary to make a continuous appraisal of the national workforce. No, there ain't no such thing as the national workforce, ladies and gentlemen. That national workforce is the same one as the one that's going to be in Venezuela. It's a slave labor force. Needs and purpose for national disasters upon request by directors of the selected services in accordance with the Secretary of Defense, assistance of the Director of Selected Service in development of policies, regulations that indicate and defer any person from duties and armed services. So they can grab you, put you in the service, or put you in the field. They not just going to draft your daughter, they going to draft your mama. Regardless of her age or whatever, they gonna put everybody to work. Check. Number three, upon request of the head of the agency under the authorization under this order, consult with that agency and repeat to the effect of contemplating actions on labor demands and utilization. The relative of labor demands to material and facilitate requirements, such as other matters, will also assist in making the execution of priorities and allocation functions consistent with effective utilization in the disposition of labor, distribution of labor. They're going to put labor wherever they need it. Where are they going to need it, ladies and gentlemen? Throughout the whole country. Number four, upon request of the head of the agency under this order, formulate plans, programs, and policies for meeting the labor requirements of actions to be taken for national defense purposes. They are going to have you out there because of national defense purposes in the war. When they steal your daughters and send them off to war, how are they going to keep you from protesting and causing a muck? Is they're going to put you in the field. They're going to put you in the field. They're going to put you wherever. And I'm going to tell you one of the places they're going to put you. They're going to put you in California. They're going to distribute people from all over the country, send them to California, and guess where they're going to put them? In the gold mines. And if you know anything about those California gold mines, they're deep, they are bedrock, they are difficult to mine. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to learn how valuable precious metals are because you're going to be going in gold mines to be digging it out of Nevada, California, New Mexico, Oregon, and another one. And let me tell you something about the mines that's going to be in California and Nevada. They are going to be in the desert. You ain't going to be able to run. And it's so labor intensive to pull that daggone gold out of that ground. And believe me, you're not going to have modern day technology to do it. Why? Because it's going to be the factories are going to be ramping up for war. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're trying to prevent you from doing. They are going to put you in the new slave sweatshops. And then once the country loses the war, the represented countries are going to come in, like China, Russia, and they're going to say, and the rest of the world is going to say, the U.S. has to pay reparations for the war that they started and that they enabled for it to happen. And guess what? Oh, no, your work is not over. You're going to have to pay off your debt. The only thing that we're going to require is for you to pay us in assets. And you're going to farm it because the United States has the breadbasket, one of the breadbaskets in the world, just like the Ukraine. So they're going to put you in those fields to actually dig out to actually farm in labor-intensive farming. They're going to put you in factories because you are now going to build their iPhones, and they're only going to pay you $1, $2 a day, and they're going to put you back into Nevada to pull out the rare earth elements, because Nevada has one of the largest rare earth elements deposits in the world outside of China. Then it's the United States. Then it's Africa. And guess what? They're going to put you in the forced labor camps over there. And they're going to put you in the sweatshops that you have been buying from, which you, when you've been buying your different clothing items and your different quality of life and your different ways of living that has been such a part of the American culture and fad that we didn't see anything wrong with anything that we were getting as long as we had the latest and the greatest, because they told you this was the greatest country in the world to live in and you bought it. And now when this collapse comes, when this happens and you're not ready for it and you're not prepared for it, oh, they're going to have a place for you just like all the Venezuelans over there. They didn't have the means to eat because the shipping lanes is going to stop. Once trucking in this country stops, everyone, this is when that anarchy is going to start. This is why they've been militarizing the police departments to deal with you from a military perspective and from military tactics and to keep you in line. The FEMA camps ain't going to be a place where you go and get a meal, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be a redistribution center to send you out to work in the field. This is why all of this is happening. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to put this together more so that you will know what's really going on, so that you can properly prepare. And there is things that you can do to position yourself so this won't adversely affect you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we were putting all of this together. Why what Gaddafi was doing was so important, because what Gaddafi wanted to do was to ensure that Africa and the world would move into an asset so that they can't be pushed into enslavement. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was assets that started in slavery, and it was actually the precious metal, silver and gold. And the only thing that you can do to prevent yourself from that in this economic is for you to have assets, plain and simple. What I did was, and I'm gonna go to this caller real quickly. What I did was I actually posted the National Defense Resource Preparedness, that executive order, the one that I was just reading, executive order, 1303 is posted inside of Tando. We posted it a while ago, but now you can start to see how it's starting to come to fruition. It's going to go into full, they're going to ramp this thing up, and they're going to ramp this thing up because of the economic collapse. First, they're going to get you on your knees. Then when they get you on your knees, they're going to put you on your belly. Then they're going to put you on your belly, and then they're going to push you and disperse you all over this country to actually, at first, to overall fight to maintain the country. Then when the country is lost, the spoils of war goes to the winner. And guess what's going to happen? You will be flooded by millions and millions of foreigners by way of the UN, because the U.S. has to pay for what they created and the debt that they didn't pay. And guess who that is? That's going to be the biggest bank bail-in, the biggest bail-in that you ever seen. They're going to bail you into enslavement. So this is, I posted it there, so let me go to this caller really quickly, then we can get back to this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, the caller dropped. Sorry about that, caller. If you could, give us a call back. Oh, there you are. Nope. Sorry about that. Give us a call back, 651-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Sorry about that. Wanted to get through this segment, so caller, if you can give us a call back. So now, until that caller gets back, I had to read this so I didn't see you were there. Scotty, if that caller comes back, if you see it, let me know. Now, what I want to do, why is this so, so important? Because the overall, how they're going to methodically implement this, everyone, is they're going to do it by an economic collapse that's going to lead to a war. And once they start drafting and having the so-called wars in different parts of the world, the military be gone, the UN come in, the police departments will now take a more militarized and will be under martial law here. The National Guard and everything else will be here doing these and holding these things. And as this war starts to be lost, you are going to see the overall quality of life start to deteriorate by war in so many ways.
Q&A queue is cleared.
For the first time, we'll actually be attacked, and the destabilization of that is going to be massive. Your daughters will be fighting wars because this is why they said they could draft your daughters. They're also going to be sending your young sons and everyone back here that is of age and capable. This is one of the reasons why they put that, because they won't care about age at all. The young people that they're going to be having them fighting wars so they depopulate them. The older people they're going to have back here in the fields. This is the overall agenda. Now, one of the things that's critical in this whole thing, one of the things about Venezuela that is unique, let me see if this was the caller that we had real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
That's Brother Jam. My question is about the two walls. I know we covered it before, but I was going to ask again, you find out any more about Canada's wall and the Mexico border wall. Then another question is about the other pieces of puzzle that I'm putting together is that, remember you were saying that they were going to bring all the factories back to America. And I was thinking to say, well, that's the reason why. If they plan on enslaving everybody in the United States, that'd be a good reason to bring all the factories back. Now they have the cheapest labor in the world.
Then, yep, that's it. Yep.
Then my last thing is, to say about Monsanto. What about Monsanto's role and play? I know a lot of people are totally against GMO, but how are they going to play when they're have all this chemistry to increase the what you want to call production and agriculture and so forth.
Now, Jambone, real question. Now, you know I'm getting old, man. You asked me 5 questions. I can't do them all at one time. No, I'm just...
Well, I'll slow down.
Let's do the first. Let's do the Monsanto. Let me tell you how Monsanto is going to play in. Monsanto is already in play. What they're going to do is Monsanto is going to expand their overall corn and grain fields throughout this country. And guess who's going to plant it? Guess who's going to tend it? Guess who's going to use it? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have the infrastructure that you have now. John Deering won't be making parts for agriculture. Guess what John Deering will be making parts for? The war. They will actually transfer their overall, because this is one of the things with the war. They seize the airlines. They seize all of the industries. And John Deering won't be making equipment to make farming easier. They're going to make farming easier for them from this standpoint. They're going to be actually making weapons. They're going to actually be making equipment that's going to be going overseas to be used in the war. And guess what, the type of farming equipment that they're going to be making, it ain't going to be motorized, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be old school pulling it and pushing it, because when you collapse as an economy, you collapse as a country, you no longer have the technology that you had before. You won't have the gas because all the gas is going to be used for the fight. So that's how Monsanto is going to come in. And guess what Monsanto is going to say? Monsanto will determine how many hours you will be working in the field. They're going to tell you how long you're going to be in the field to work. They're going to tell you what you're going to be farming, where you're going to be farming. And you think this overall, this country is a vast country that has a lot of farmable land, and every place is going to be producing. And it's not going to be producing for you, it's going to be exported. And Monsanto will be exporting it. So that's one thing. Then the wall. My man Jambone asked about the wall. Mexico is going to put up a wall. This is why they said, yeah, maybe a wall ain't a bad idea, because they're going to keep you out of Mexico. The wall is going to be built to keep you in the United States. The wall is going to be put in northern Canada to keep you in the United States, because what happened the last time that the U.S. engaged in the Vietnam War, well, I hate to say the Vietnam War, the American War, the American invasion of Vietnam, people fled to Canada. Oh, they're going to stop that. It's going to be a wall there. I'm going to tell you one place they're not going to put a wall. Is they're not going to put a wall on the desert side of the U.S. because the overall, the labor-intense mines that's going to be going through there, that's the Mojave, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to be able to go through there. They'll put one in L.A. and all those other areas, in San Diego and those areas, but they're not going to need one in the Mojave, because the Mojave is going to be impenetrable, because you won't have the infrastructure for water that you have right now. It will be a killing field. It will be a killing field. Then your third question, what was it? Monsanto, the wall. What was the other one, Jambone?
Yeah, the third question was about they bringing all the factories back to the United States.
Okay, the factories.
You know, for being slaves.
Yes, great, great point. And we got two other callers. I'm going to get to you right after Jambone. Okay, now, the factories that are coming back. The factories are coming back. This is why they purged and they pushed and had the total crime and the poverty and the collapse. This is how they always do. They collapse the economy. They buy the resources, the penny on the dollars, because they know that that's where they're going to make their profit, when they make it much cheaper. And what they're going to do is they're going to, those that have been buying those have been foreign investors. And those foreign countries are going to come in and they're going to build their factories, their sweatshops in the United States. That's not going to be built for you to go shopping. That's not going to be built for you to maintain the quality of life that you've had so far in the United States. That is going to be built for the quality of life of the new up-and-coming entitled people, and that is out of the Eurasian countries. That is who's going to win the war.
That makes perfectly good sense.
You're going to be the sweatshop people.
Yep.
And this is what's happening. And if you're smart, you'll do like the people that did in Venezuela that you don't hear about. They saw this was coming. They prepared for it. They established themselves. A black market came up. They protected themselves and their family, and they're going to do fine. Because guess what? Infrastructure is going to be sold here for pennies on the dollar. You won't have the pennies in order to acquire the essential protections that you will need. This is where we're going to. Jambone, great, great question. Hold on. Let me get to these two other callers. I'm not going to take you off. Doc Hawkins, call back in. Take you off also. So let's go to these two other callers. Oh, Doc is there. I see Doc. Unmute. Doc, when you're ready, just jump back in. You just, Doc probably muted himself for a reason. All right, let me go to these two other callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yeah, this is a Caribbean man. I'm calling from the Virgin Islands.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Who's this?
Doing good, the Caribbean man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you was talking good in terms when you started the show about the flow of gold to different countries, you know, and destabilization of governments and stuff. But then, I mean, you put a lot of time into this thing, what these people plan to do, and these sweatshops, and literally the new slavery. But I think you would have been doing better if we was talking about what we need to do as a people and forget about what they're going to be doing. You understand? We need we don't need to be worrying about them. They're going to do what they're going to do. But we need to be more organized. You know, ain't no telling that these people are going to be here tomorrow with all the stuff that's going on with China, Russia, and all of that. Well, if their game was so good, then how the hell that Russia was able to stop them in Syria? You understand what I'm saying? So these people are done. We need to be basically making plans as to what we're going to do as a people and forget about what they're going to do. They've been doing whatever they were going to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me tell you why I do that, brother, because for so long we've been knowing that we need to be talking about what we're going to do, and we're not understanding. One of the things that I think is very, very important, because we are fighting an asymmetrical war. If you don't know your enemy, then most likely you don't know yourself. And if you don't know what you're really going to be contending with and how these things are starting to be brought into, because a lot of people don't know and they don't care. And when you're dealing with people that don't know and don't care, then you're dealing with someone that is never going to organize. One of the things that's critical to inform the people of what actually the agenda is. Because when you do that, then they can start to see the urgency for them to organize and what the things that they should be doing. And that's why I chose to take it this way. There are a lot of ways, because I could tell you, and I've been doing this, I don't know how long you've been listening to Tando. I've been doing this for a little while now, and I've been telling people what they needed to do. But sometimes you have to give them the reasons why. You have to show them what they're really up against, because if you don't know your enemy, you won't know what tactics that they're going to be using from the past, because there's nothing, they don't do anything new. They rehash everything. So that is one of the reasons why I've taken that approach. And there are things definitely that we should be doing, but within our peer, we are so disorganized globally. And I'm not talking about disorganized as just Americans. I'm talking about the people of the world.
No,
we're
listen
so
what
disorganized.
Listen what I'm saying to you. This is just one quick interjection. We are not as disorganized as you may think. If Fidel Castro could send his Air Force and his army into Angola and push back the racist South African Defense Force and free Namibia, get Nelson Mandela out of jail and bring them to the table and make them sign UN Resolution 435. These people are punks. We could defeat them any place. So this thing what you're talking about, who is afraid of these people? We know who they are. They are liars, thieves, and murderers. I'm not afraid of them. You afraid of them?
Are you afraid of them?
It's not a matter of being afraid of them.
In order for you to get off of their system, in order for you to establish some things, you have to see the propaganda program that they run, because it's deep. Whenever it doesn't matter what the UN established, the UN is not actually there for the people. It doesn't matter what the governments have established, they're not there for the people. The people of the world have to realize and break their overall establishments that the governments have established by borders, by language, and by culture, and see that that's all a facade. You have to be afraid of them. Obviously, hold on, brother. I never interrupted you. If we're afraid of them, okay, if I was afraid of them, I wouldn't be talking about these things. I wouldn't actually be having these conversations. I could have a show about entertainment. But see, we have far too much of that, and we don't have enough information about what's going on. What I suggest you do is what you're doing is actually make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that your family is prepared. Make sure that your community is prepared. Because what we're going to have to do is realize that we don't have a fight among ourselves, and there's no reason for us to be at each other's throat. What really needs to happen is that we need to see what the real distractions are and how they come, because they come in all different languages, they come in all different forms of people. And this is why we are in the predicament that we win, because we surrendered to their overall economic establishment instead of having our own establishment based on what the great creator God Almighty established in the ecosystem. We walked away from that. We need to walk back to it.
Okay, you made a point. So what I'm saying to you, if Fidel Castro could send his army into Africa and destroy the best trained white army, the best air force with Israeli advisors, everything, we could do it again. So who is afraid of these people? We just need to be organized and we kick their butts. I'm not afraid of them, so don't be afraid of them, and don't be talking on the radio like you're afraid of them. You understand?
I don't talk on the radio like I'm afraid of them. That's your opinion. And you know, you're entitled to your opinion. You really have no clue of my overall opinion of them and what's needed to be done. If I was afraid of them, I wouldn't be on the radio. You wouldn't hear me talk about these things. And not only that, but it's much more important that we see what we can do. Because if we continue to give energy to this thing, this is going to consume us. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that I think is a big flaw. If you use the same consciousness that created the problem, then you too will be the carriers of the problem that is actually perpetuating mass destabilization throughout the world. You have to do something much different. It's much more important for us to move our energy away from this. And how you do that, you have to be self-sufficient. You have to be self-reliant. You have to have assets. You have to see the importance of those things. You can't look at the mandates and the doctrines that the governments have. You can't obey them. And you walk away from them. That is exactly pretty much, we're saying it in different terms. Like you said, we could kick their butt. But until the people understand what they're really going up against, then why haven't we kicked their butt yet? Because we haven't known our enemy. We think someone that is our friend has never been. And we buy their deceptive tactics of saying that you need to be at war with me. I need to be at war with he, or you need to be at war with it. Who wins? The governments never ever fight a war. They only attack the people of the world. So, great call, brother. Anytime, call back. But no, there's nobody here at Tando Radio Show that is afraid of anything. You know, my whole thing is that how can they kill you and they never gave you life? So, not really worried about it. Great call. All right, let's go to another caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question and comment?
Brother Davis here.
Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yes, I've been listening diligently. It's been quite an evening, and I hear a lot of people who don't understand that this collaboration is not going to be amongst one person or one people. So if they listen to you closely for all of these times and all of these shows, we'd be preparing your mind to be set to be in a position of attack, not surrender. And the reality is, some people will, and we know that. But if you listen to what is being said, even tonight, they've given you ideas where you could take whatever savings you got and still utilize it as a tool for you instead of expunging it on something that may not be available to you when you need it. So literally, we can't allow the environment to control our thought processes. If that's the case, you're letting circumstance control your thinking. That's what separates us all. Tomorrow night's show is really what I wanted to call about, because literally I'm finding out more and more about GMOs and how it's being entered into not only our food supply and our water supply, but literally it's being taken over our communities on the local level, and we have to really make a stand for understanding. And when I say a stand for understanding, I mean there are things that are going to kill us if we eat them. So that means that you give up your fight. So you need to learn what these GMOs are. Anything that's packaged, processed, that's cooked, pre-cooked before you get it. And in most cases, some of the fresh things that you get as you buy them have already been genetically modified and engineered. That is your due diligence, not ours. But tomorrow I'll take you into a closer view in reference to the things you can look for so that you have at least an idea of what is going on. I also encourage you to go into Responsible Technologies page and do some due diligence on your own. Understand this. I have a lot of tools, but they do me no good if I don't know how to use them. And this is your time to learn how to apply the process of using the tools that are available to you. I do things like take a squirt of silver every day. And I'm fortunate enough to have some gold and rhodium. But the reason why I do it every day is so I don't exhaust my supply, but yet I build it up in my system. Yep. And this is what the tools are for, so that you can take the knowledge, build it up in your system, and use them as needed. Brothers and sisters, I'm looking for y'all tomorrow night when we're going to get a little deeper into a second phase of genetically modified organisms and how they are positioned to make you surrender. And I mean, you'll get so sick that you'll be running to the very places they want you to come. So heads up, I love you, or else I wouldn't do this. Brother Dave, back to you.
All right, Brother Davis. Looking forward to tomorrow's GMO facts with Brother Davis. So poignant in today's world. We got Doc Hawkins. Doc, last 2 minutes, and then Brother Davis, I'll post that, and thank you for who you are and what you do, brother.
Yes, Doc. Sir. You know what? You know, yep. There's a lot of good information. And for the brother who was wondering, listen, you know, and I tell black people this all the time, and this is something we need to stop doing, but we always expect, you know, from people when there's no need for all that. You know, I can assure you that David, Scotty, Brother Davis, myself, or any of the others that frequent this show are afraid of speaking truth to power. We do all the time. And like David said, in this type of world, in this type of society especially, when you pull the mask off and pull the skirt up to reveal what the Statue of Liberty really is, you are a threat. Right? So just speaking truth to power now is a dangerous act. So we don't have to come out, you know, to be mindful as well as courageous. So just keep that in mind, you know.
Well said, Doc, and I appreciate the one brother that called from the island. I love the brother, man. Just call back. I would love to you know, get some of the things that he suggests and what he's seeing, because I think it's critical that we start to really engage the people in what's going on so that they can execute their free will. As Doc and as Brother David so expressed, this is why we're here. And if we have telling you these things, this is some of the things that we live by. And we live by it by choice. So much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure you give a blessing. We'll catch you a little bit later. Doc, thank you so much. Brother Davis, looking forward to Wise Wednesday. Jambone, great, great call. The brother from the islands, great, great call, brother. Love hearing from you. And we'll see you all much later, God willing. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.